Monday, April 17th. Sunny weather again. Lundi de Pâques. Easter Monday. Jour férié. Yesterday, I wrote 15 pages in this journal. À ce rythme, je vais devenir soit journaliste, soit écrivain. J'ai mal à la main rien que d'y penser. Au programme de la journée, tourisme. Merveilleuse journée. Wonderful day. Beautiful weather. Blue sky. Warm. Comme on pouvait s'y attendre, nous avons visité des sites et des monuments et appris des tas de choses. Papa ne s'est pas privé d'étaler sa science. Ces cabanes de pêcheurs sont situées dans l'estuaire de la Gironde, qui est le plus grand d'Europe. This bridge over the Garonne River was designed by Gustave Eiffel, who made the Eiffel Tower. Dans notre région, on fait du vin, et non du whisky. Les vins de Bordeaux sont parmi les plus réputés et les plus chers du monde. In the evening, we went to the MacDougall's house. There was Ian MacDougall, his wife Shona, and their daughter Eileen. Eileen said beekeeping is fun. You collect the honey, but also the beeswax, and you can make candles. Sur la table, la fille MacDougall a disposé des bougies fabriquées à partir de la cire d'abeille. Oh, j'étais impressionné. It's easy, said Eileen, qui met un point d'honneur, même si son français est parfait, à parler anglais maintenant que James est là. Je note la recette pour fabriquer des bougies. 1. You just take the honeycomb, les alvéoles, when all the honey has dripped off. 2. And you melt it in hot water in a cotton bag. 3. The impurities stay in the bag. The beeswax floats on the water like fat. Once the wax is cold, you take it off the surface of the cold water. Then you melt it to make candles. Après avoir écouté la recette, James asked Ian MacDougall about the dead bees. You said you know who poisoned your bees, said James. You also said you know why. Can you tell us? Perhaps we can help you to find proof. Ian MacDougall a soupiré. Puis il a raconté son histoire en parlant très lentement pour que maman et moi puissions comprendre. 10 years ago, our friend Dan Fraser bought a house in Saint-Symphorien. We came to visit Dan, and we decided to come and live in France. We came with our bees and beehives and started to make organic honey here. We bought the field next to Dan. Then, last year, 12 months ago, Dan said he wanted to make his field into a holiday home for tourists. But his field is not near the river.
Je n'étais pas certain d'avoir tout compris.
A holiday home is a sort of village,
Ian explained,
for holidays, with houses and shops and the river. Dan wanted the river. Holiday home on the banks of the river Ure.
Puis, Ian MacDougall a fait un dessin de ses terres et de celles de son voisin Dan Fraser.
MacDougall, beehives, the river, river Ure, MacDougall, Fraser. So, Dan asked us to sell him our field on the banks of the river Ure, and we said no. We like making honey and candles. We like living here. Dan was not happy. I think he poisoned our bees to force us to sell.
But we didn't clear the dead bees and the hives, I said. It wasn't Arthur and me. And you have wellies.
Well, everyone has wellies here. And it wasn't me,
said Ian MacDougall.
So it must be Dan Fraser. Again.
At home, we phoned Akira. I said we met some Scottish people here, in the village. One Scottish family, the MacDougalls, owns the bees and the beehives. The other Scottish family, the Frasers, wants to construct a holiday village. The MacDougalls refused to sell their field, so Mr. MacDougall thinks Mr. Fraser killed his bees, but he has no proof. Akira said James and I must go to see Mr. Fraser and find the proof.
You can help, she said. Bees are important. People can't just kill them.
Yes, I said, but how can we find proof?
I don't know. Look in the garage.
See if you can find the chemical that killed the bees. James said he will ask at the conference what chemical can kill bees.